Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club for the second round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's an exciting day out here watching some of the numbers move around, and we will continue to do that and give you some updates here in the second half of the show. One of the things I love to do is sit around with folks and go, "What do you think about this?" Or "We could do that," or just try to stimulate creative thoughts on what's that next thing. Let's try to play a game on an aircraft carrier. There's one individual I've been around for quite a while that has a mind that surpasses mine in that kind of thought process. It's bold, it's creative. He's been working at the forefront of lifestyle, culinary, leadership, sports. He moves in a lot of different markets. Charlie Besser, the founder, chairman, and CEO of Intersport. It is such an honor to have you on the grounds here at the Detroit Golf Club.
It's my honor to be with the great Mark Hollis.
Intersport is our partner, and they do so much for Rocket Companies. Jason Langwell and the team, they are the sales, marketing, and operations group that brings this Dan Gilbert's vision to
To
life.
life, yes. We have a great team, and it's demonstrated by what's happening out on the golf course. I mean, the place looks great. I'm so proud to be here. When I get a chance to walk around and see what Jason and Brittany have put together, it's just crazy good, and it's so exciting. And it's so exciting for us to be able to help bring to life Dan's commitment to Detroit.
As you're thinking about Jason's compensation, I want you to make sure you're aware the fan shop has been rated number one on the whole tour based on its diversity, its creativity, the things that are going on the course wins awards every year. The Fairway Award for diversity and inclusion, it's at the top. This event has to bring some pride, but there are so many other events that you're involved with. One you just launched last year down in Florida that, in some ways, I think, kind of for folks my age, rises to a Ryder Cup type of an experience, and that's the format that's played. Three different teams. How did that come about? And kind of tell our listeners what year one was like with that event.
So it's the World Champions Cup, and it is a three-team event for players at 50 and older. So most of these guys, when they hit about 35, they can't play Ryder Cup anymore because younger guys are coming up. So they all want to play team again. It's the thing that made them the happiest. They all wanted to be on a Ryder Cup or on a President's Cup team. So we were taking a look at it, and probably a decade ago, I had this idea of let's mash up the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. Let's play it with the tour champions, and let's put together something that's really extraordinary. It's global, and what we have created is what is now the fourth global teams major. So you have the Ryder Cup, you have the Solheim Cup, you have the President's Cup, and now you have the World Champions Cup. And the players are we clearly, we think, have the most famous leaderboard in all of golf. Every name on the leaderboard is somebody that we all knew, grew up with, and they can still play like crazy. And these guys want to kill each other, which is what's fantastic.
International
You
competition.
got it. When they get out there is it's everybody's nice and friendly around the clubhouse, and they get out on the golf course, they want to kill each other. So we had a great first year, launched it last year. It will be played again this year, December 5 through 8, at the Concession Golf Club, which is one of the elite golf clubs in all the world, in Bradenton, Florida. Spectacular track. And we're really looking forward to year two. We think it's a 100-year event. We think it's going to be like the Ryder Cup. It's just going to go on forever. The enthusiasm, here's how I knew it was a hit. I went up to the American Family Tournament in Madison, Wisconsin, just to see some of the guys. And players' wives are walking around with World Champions Cup sweaters and shirts on. Vijay Singh played in the Masters. I've never seen this, using the head covers from the World Champions Cup. I've never seen any player ever have the head covers of an event on his clubs and then playing in the Masters with it. So the big thing for us is we had to get the players bought in. They are so bought in. We had to get a great golf course. We have a great golf course. The rest is starting to take care of itself. We're excited.
And one of the reasons it's relevant in this area, Bob, is that we go to Florida when you get to be my age. You want to get out of the cold. So there's a lot of Michiganders that ended up down there on the fairways watching this event.
Oh, absolutely. And I know the Lakewood Ranch area.
Yep.
It's right there. I used to live down there, and I used to play that golf course all the time.
Isn't it a great track?
It's a great track. They have that irrigation and drying system underneath the greens.
Yes.
The Tony Jacklin, Jack Nicklaus design. And it's a good test of golf. Now, they speed those greens up. It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
You can't miss it in certain spots. It's really tough.
You should come down this year, December 5 through 8.
I would love to, Mark. Can I come down with you?
Yeah.
I think you guys should. Let's do the show down there.
Let's do the show down there. The John Shippen, the Jackson T. Stevens Cup with the college kids, those are all events that are changing the game for the good. And those are all innovative concepts that have come out of you and the Intersport team. Also in the culinary world, you're very close with the James Beard Foundation and the work that they're doing.
Right. So it's a real honor for us to be able to represent the James Beard Foundation. They represent all the chefs, and they are looking out for the best interest of chefs, the rising chefs, the current chefs, and we have the benefit of producing their big event, the James Beard Awards in Chicago. There's like 3,000 people in the Lyric Opera. It's amazing, the enthusiasm and the excitement that these chefs have to be at the big event.
Yeah.
It's just crazy good, and you meet so many interesting people, and talk about diversity. I mean, there's every kind of person on the planet, and you meet someone, and you don't expect it, and they turn out to be the number one chef in the country. It's been amazing, and really a great run for us. We've taken the basic elements that we use in sports, production, storytelling, great distribution, sponsorship and all that stuff, and we applied it to the James Beard Foundation. It's working great.
If you think golf, Bob, is competitive, watch the first couple episodes of The Bear. It just came out, season three. It's cutthroat, and it's competitive to be a chef in today's.
I'm fascinated with these chefs. I call them culinary artists. I mean,
they are.
I don't know how. I'm fortunate to be married to a great chef, my wife, and I just look at her, how she – I don't know how you put – certain ingredients with certain things and all of a sudden it tastes good. Like it's fascinating to me. It's like the golf swing. Like it's, there's so many intricacies at the bottom of the arc and there's so many little, like just a dash of that. It's really, it's really fascinating.
It's almost like watching a scientist do a chemistry experiment. Isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Bringing stuff that you would have no idea work together and you put them together and we're all the beneficiaries.
And how can they taste something and know what's good or bad for the whole group? It's really fascinating to watch.
Speaking of the kitchen, pickleball. You love pickleball.
Yes, sir. About 20 months ago, our company had the good fortune to be able to acquire the APP, the Association of Pickleball Players. It is the original professional and amateur tour. It is the only tour that is sanctioned by USA Pickleball. We are next week going to be in Newport, California, Newport Beach, and we will have the largest tournament in the history of pickleball. There's going to be 2,000 amateur players and I think 400 or 500 professionals, and it'll be televised nationally. And there are 50 million Americans playing pickleball. The average age, this might surprise you, the average age is 34.
Yeah.
The fastest growing segment is 17 and under.
No, it touches all ages. It's a sport. We could have you on for 2 hours and still wouldn't be touching the surface of what you and I like to talk about.
I'd like to interview you, sir.
I'm sure you would.
I want to talk to you.
We'll see how that one comes along.
Yeah, that's right. But,
thanks so much, Charlie Besser, the founder, chairman, and CEO of Intersport. They do a great job here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, the John Shippen NCAA Final Four, everything else they're a part of. I can't thank you enough for joining us here.
My honor. My absolute honor. Great to be with you guys.
We'll be back on Focus right after this.